a prayer for peace of mind and heart that actually works. Most prayers for peace don't work the way people try them. Begging God to take the fear away rarely changes anything. The fear stays, the doubt stays, and now you feel abandoned on top of everything else. But there's one prayer that actually shifts something. It works because it doesn't ask God to remove the feeling. It asks God to help you see what you're missing. The prayer that works. Here it is. God, I'm not seeing your miracle that is clearly all around me. I'm not seeing the love that is available for me right now. Please help me see it. This prayer works because it acknowledges two things. You're missing something, and you need help seeing it. That's humility and openness. That's a state where grace can enter. You're not asking for circumstances to change. You're asking for your perception to change. And perception is what you actually have power over. Why removal prayers fail. When you pray for anxiety to be taken away, you're treating the feeling as the problem. But the feeling is a signal. It's pointing towards something that needs attention. Asking for removal is like asking to not see the check engine light. The light isn't the problem. What it's pointing to is the problem. Instead of removing the signal, ask for clarity about what it's signaling. That's a prayer for peace of mind and heart that can actually be answered. Think about how often we pray from a place of resistance. We're fighting against what we feel. We're treating our inner experience as an enemy to be defeated. But what if the feeling is actually trying to help us? The shift. When you pray for perception rather than circumstance, something opens. You start noticing things you missed, the support that was always there, the love that was available, the next step that was obvious once you stop panicking. That's a prayer for peace that actually delivers. Not because God removes your struggle, because you finally see what was always present, hidden only by your frantic focus on what's wrong. This shift isn't about denying your pain. It's about expanding your vision to include more than just the pain. The suffering remains real, but so does the grace that surrounds it. Making it practical. Try this the next time anxiety rises. Instead of begging for it to leave, get curious. Say, what am I not seeing here? What love is available that I'm missing? Then wait. Don't force an answer. Just hold the question gently and see what arises. Sometimes the answer comes as a thought. Sometimes as a feeling of softening. Sometimes as a sudden awareness of something you'd overlooked. The form doesn't matter. What matters is that you've opened a door. Peace of mind and heart isn't the absence of difficulty. It's the presence of something greater than difficulty. It's knowing that even in the chaos, you're held. Even in the confusion, there's a path. That's what this prayer invites. Not escape from your humanity, but deeper entry into it. Not removal of the storm, but the discovery that you can breathe underwater. This is where spirituality gets practical. Explore the spiritual teachings for prayers that actually work.